ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली 29th December 2022। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, नो मैटर हाउ वर्चुअस, स्वीट और वेल्दी समवन इज, यू मस्ट नॉट बी अट्रैक्टेड टू एनीवन। यू मस्टन्ट रिमेंबर एनीबडी। क्वेश्चन, विच स्वीट वर्ड्स for the father emerge through the lips of the children who have received knowledge? Answer, Oho Baba, you have given us the donation of life. Sweet Baba, by giving us the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, you have liberated us from all sorrow. So how much should we thank you? Question, what should you not do so that you are not pulled by anyone except the Father at the end? Answer, Baba says, children, don't keep anything extra with yourself out of greed. If you keep anything extra, that will pull you and you will forget to have remembrance of the Father. Song, have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. Who is giving patience to you children? The intellects of you children quickly go to the unlimited Father. It is only at this time that the intellects of you children go to Him. In fact, many people's intellects go to the unlimited Father, but they don't know that this is the confluence age. The Father has come, but not everyone would come to know of this at the same time. When children belong to the Father, they can know it. You children now know the Father. You know that Baba has come. He is giving you your unlimited inheritance, which He gave you 5,000 years ago. He comes just to give you children the inheritance of unlimited heaven. While being the unlimited Father, He also teaches you. God, that is the Father, then speaks, that is, He teaches you. What does He teach you? You children understand that you are now sitting personally in front of the Father. Baba has not studied any scriptures, etc. This Dada has studied them. He is called the ocean of knowledge, the almighty authority. He himself says, I know the Vedas and the scriptures very well. All of that is the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. They are not created by me. When you ask people, since when have they been studying those scriptures, etc., they say, it has continued since time immemorial. The Father says, neither does someone teach me, nor do I have a father. Everyone else enters a womb and takes sustenance from their mother. I do not enter a womb that I would take sustenance from a mother. It is the souls of human beings that enter a womb. Even Lakshmi and Narayan of the golden age took birth from a womb. Therefore, they too were human beings. I come and enter this body according to the drama plan, exactly as I did in the previous cycle. No one else knows these things. No one even knows the duration of the cycle. The Father sits here and explains, I am your father, teacher, and Sadguru. You know that that Baba is the one who gives you his property. Baba has come to give you the sovereignty of heaven. He would not give you the sovereignty of hell. It should remain in your intellects that the unlimited Father is teaching you Raja Yoga. The Father is the one who establishes heaven. He says, follow my directions. I make you into the masters of heaven. Then, from the Copper Age onwards, you follow the dictates of Ravan. In the Golden Age, you don't receive directions from human beings for liberation or salvation, nor is there any need for them. It is in the Iron Age that people ask for directions for liberation and salvation. People know that they were in heaven at some time and that they were pure, for this is why they call out, O Purifier, O Bestower of Salvation, give us salvation. People do not cry out for this in the Golden Age. You know that Baba has now come. He is giving you directions in a very simple way for Raja Yoga and easy knowledge. The directions from him are Srimat. God is the highest on high. There is no one higher than he is. He is our spiritual father. Because he is our spiritual father, he only gives knowledge to us spirits. Physical children are given knowledge of physical things by their physical fathers. Therefore, the father says, become soul conscious and remember the father. You mustn't remember anything physical. You are souls. No matter how good human beings are, whether they are wealthy or sweet, you mustn't remember bodily things. You simply have to remember the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The child of a wealthy person would only remember his father. He would not remember Gandhiji or Shastriji. People remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the most. Then some remember Lakshmi and Narayan, and others remember Radhe and Krishna. They understand that they existed in the past and that there is also their history and geography. The highest on high is the Father. He definitely comes again. The history and geography of the world repeats. The Golden Age will come after the Iron Age, but no one apart from you children know about this. People simply say for the sake of saying it that history and geography will repeat, but they don't understand anything. Previously, you too were like that. You used to understand that there truly was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, but you didn't know how long it lasted for, what happened to it, or where they went. Now you imbibe everything very well, number-wise, and follow Srimat. That too is fine. You help with your thoughts, words, and deeds. You will benefit many by helping with knowledge and yoga. You, the Shakti army, are doubly non-violent. You don't have any violence in you. You don't cause anyone sorrow. Violence means to cause sorrow. To push someone to use a sword or to use the sword of lust are all causing sorrow. You don't cause any type of sorrow, and this is why it is said that non-violence is the supreme religion. All human beings commit violence. This is the kingdom of Ravan. They have even portrayed violence in the activities of Sri Krishna. You children know that Sri Krishna was a prince. There is no question of Sri Krishna having such behavior or of having such a life story. the divine activities are those of God. He is the jewel merchant, the businessman, the ocean of knowledge, and the magician. Ah, but how would the incorporeal supreme soul make a bargain? It is human beings who would be businessmen. You know all the things of how he is the businessman and the jewel merchant. Why does everyone remember him? O purifier, bestower of salvation for all, remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness, this praise is of the one. This praise cannot belong to anyone in the subtle region or the corporeal world. This praise belongs to the resident of the incorporeal world. The Father is the highest on high, and we souls are his children. We all come here, number-wise, to play our parts. The Father says, this knowledge that I give you then disappears. There are many of those Gitas. Nevertheless, the old Gita will emerge again. The paper that you use will not emerge again. The Gita is in many languages. The highest of all is the Gita. But they have all been created by human beings. They are not accurate, which is why they are all in darkness. This is why it is sung that when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness is dispelled. This isn't praise of the physical sun. It is praise of the sun of knowledge. The sun gives sunshine and the ocean gives water. They have mixed up the names. The ocean of knowledge is also called the sun of knowledge. You know how your darkness is now being dispelled. Only you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Since you know the part of the Creator, you must also know the parts of others. You are now receiving knowledge. You know that Baba is very lovely. He gives us the donation of life and liberates us from sorrow. He liberates us from the claws of death. When a person is saved from dying, they say that the doctor gave him the donation of life. Only once do you receive the donation of life. You will never fall ill that you would have to say that so-and-so gave you the donation of life. This is a completely new thing. You now belong to the Father while alive. Maya, Ravan, pulls some to him. It is said of them that death in the form of Ravan ate them. They come into God's lap and then change and go into the devil's lap. Death didn't eat them. They belonged to God while alive and then belonged to Ravan while alive. They become righteous souls here and then go there and become unrighteous. Here, at the confluence age, it is the kingdom of righteousness, whereas there, it is the kingdom of unrighteousness. In the golden age, there is just the one religion. In the iron age, it is the kingdom of irreligion, the Kaurava kingdom. It is said that the Pandavas had Krishna with them. You have Shiv Baba with you. There is no question of gambling. The kingdom was neither that of the Kauravas nor that of the Pandavas. The Father comes and establishes the kingdom of righteousness. People want the kingdom of Rama. We want to become residents of heaven, which means that this is hell. However, if you tell people directly that they are residents of hell, they would become upset. The Father sits here and explains to you children. The unlimited Father is incorporeal. Only the unlimited Father is called God. Limited Fathers cannot be called God. Krishna cannot be called the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. Only you Brahmins know his praise. The Father comes and makes you equal to himself. The Father knows, you children also know. You are receiving your inheritance just as worldly children receive their inheritance from their physical father. That is all different. Here, you understand that you are receiving your inheritance from the unlimited Father. There is no school or spiritual gathering where they would all say that they have come to claim their inheritance from the unlimited Father. The Father teaches you Raja Yoga here. He says, you will change from an ordinary human into Narayan. That would definitely be at the confluence age, that is, when it is the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. You will then make effort and change from an ordinary human into Narayan. We are studying this Raja Yoga with Baba in order to change from an ordinary human into Lakshmi and Narayan. They also build a temple to Nar, that is ordinary man, and Narayan. They have given him four arms because they, Lakshmi and Narayan, are together. There isn't a temple to Lakshmi, the woman. They invoke Lakshmi, the woman, at Deepmala. They call her Mahalakshmi. You would never see an idol of Lakshmi without four arms. The one they worship is the dual form of Vishnu. This is why they have given it four arms. Only the Father explains all of these things. People don't know anything at all. They continue to stumble around, searching for God. God is up above. So what is the need to search him here? Why do they not place a picture of the Krishna in the temple in their homes and worship that? Why do they especially go to the temples? They go to temples, place money there, and make donations. To whom would they donate in their own homes? All of those systems belong to the path of devotion. The Father says, there is no need for you to keep any pictures. Do you not know, Shiv Baba, that you have to keep a picture of him? It is that you can only remember him by keeping his picture. If the children's father is still alive, why would they keep a picture of him? The Father is giving you knowledge, so what would you do with a picture? A picture is given because some are old and they forget to remember Baba. However, if you continue to remember bodily beings, you would then remember them at the end. If there is a pull, they chase after you. Then, no matter how many pictures of Shiv Baba you keep, if you are pulled by something else, you would definitely remember that. This is why the Father says, children, become complete destroyers of attachment. If you have attachment to anything, if you have two to four pairs of shoes, you will remember them. This is why you are told not to accumulate too many things. Otherwise, your intellects will be pulled by those things. Don't remember anyone except the one Father. Some have greed for good clothes, for 2 to 4 pairs of shoes, for a watch, money, etc. If you keep those things, you will remember them. Baba should know what you have with you. In fact, you mustn't keep anything. Only keep that which you are given. You shouldn't remember anything except the one Father. You have to practice this a lot, for only then can you become the masters of the world. No one understands that Radhe and Krishna were the masters of the world. They simply say that they used to rule Bharat in the past, that there used to be their palaces by the banks of the river Jamuna. However, they were the masters of the whole world. This is only in your intellects. The unlimited Father has come to make you into unlimited masters. There is a lot of difference between subjects and kings. You have come here to become Narayan from ordinary humans, and so you have to follow completely. You have to change from beggars to wealthy people. You should make that much effort. Study in happiness. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Babdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Help everyone with knowledge and yoga. Become doubly non-violent. Don't cause anyone sorrow. 2. Become a destroyer of attachment. Your intellect should not be pulled by anything. Practice having constant remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May you become powerful and conqueror of Maya on the basis of having remembrance and doing service in Brahman life. The basis of your Brahman life is having remembrance and doing service. If the basis of your remembrance and service is weak, then your Brahman life will sometimes be fast and sometimes slow. If you have cooperation, if you have company, if there are the right circumstances, you will then continue. Otherwise, you become slack. This is why there has to be a fast speed in both your remembrance and the service you do. When there is remembrance and altruistic service, it is then very easy to become a conqueror of Maya, and you would be able to see victory in every action. Slogan: only those who are full of all powers become destroyers of obstacles. Om Shanti.